gentlemen. Thank you and welcome back to the second half. And welcome back to perhaps the proudest moment of my life, to be able to introduce a man that I've idolised over the years and then come to know as a really nice and genuine guy as well. Another famous American songwriter said to me not too long ago in an interview, if three perfect songs have ever been written, then Townes Van Zandt wrote two of them. Here to play you some of his perfect songs, Townes Van Zandt.
My dear red deer. Well, I'll play this verse. It's called Snake Mountain Blues. $10 man, let me tell where you're bound. Drink your green liquor, man, you'll roll to the ground. I'll let you come around here with your money in your hand. Taste of my woman, you die where you stand. Snake Mountain Blues, man, it got me down low. I could die in the morning, ain't no one would know. My woman come around, my father's ship mine. Go down to Dundee and have her a time. Daddy Lord, he rides on a long, holy train. First winds of winter, I see him again. This farewell to this yellow-headed misery I've known. Snake Mountain's calling. Love a black-skinned woman, she won't do you no wrong. Slow to start moaning, she don't moan for long. Yellow-headed woman, bring you nothing but shame. Takes all you give her. Man, blues ain't got me down low. I could die in the morning, ain't nobody to know. Woman, come around, my body she'd find. Go down to Dundee, won't have her a time. I'm trying to mix these songs up a lot. Here's a lullaby I wrote for I have a daughter who's 2 and a half. I can't remember her name, but she's real. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been to Manchester, I guess so, this is about the third time. And never been here before, it's nice. Except for whatever, if that thing falls on my head, it'll be out there. I wrote one lullaby for a full-grown woman, and one for money and one for love, and this is the one that's for love. There's no deeper blue than the ocean that lies as deep as the blue in your laughing eyes. No sweeter sound than your gentle sigh. No heart was ever so pure. So dream pretty dreams, touch beautiful things, let all of the skies surround you. Swim with the swans and believe that upon some beautiful dawn, love will find you. There comes some day, I'm bound away, wind and wings on the water. Whatever may, you must stay and remain my beautiful daughter. There's no deeper blue than the ocean that lies as deep as the blue in your laughing eyes. No sweeter sound than your gentle sigh. Good night, Katie Bell, good night. Thanks, it's fun to sing. Won't you lend your lungs to me? Mine are collapsing. Plant my feet and bitterly breathe up the time that's passing. Breath I take and breath I give, pray the day poison. Stand among the ones that live in lonely indecision. Their fingers walk the darkness down, mine is on the midnight. Gather up the gold you found, your foolish old winter life. If you try to take it home, your hands will turn to butter. But you better leave this dream alone, try to find another. Salvation only crossed this step and called the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a chef who killed a raging cancer. Sealed the river at its mouth, take the water prisoner. Fill the sky with screams and cries, bathed in fiery answer. Jesus was an only son and love's only concept. Strangers crying for their tongues and dirty up the doorstep. I for one and you for two, ain't got the time for outside. Just keep your angel looks to you, or tell the world if you try. say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. And I'm gonna get you, babe. And it will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good. So this don't take too long. For you're soft as glass. I'm a gentleman. We got the sky to talk about and the world's a life, Palmer. Days up and down they come, like rain on a conga drum. Forget most, remember some, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough. Nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone. All you keep is the getting there. Well, to live's to fly low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Goodbye to all my friends. It's time to go again. Here's to all the poetry and the picking down the line. I miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. But it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, I may be gone, but it won't be long. I'll be bringing back the melody and the rhythm that I find. We all got holes to fill. Them holes are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm. Sometimes you dig your own. The choice is yours to make. The time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea. Some toil upon the stone. Well, to live's to fly low and high. Shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Here's a related song that a friend of mine who's kind of related. It's called the VW Railroad Blues, by the guy who had a wife and mistress, and got all confused and smoked himself. He's with us tonight, I know, but I'm still pissed at him, you know. I don't know much mind he killed himself, but took all the fun out of suicide for me. That's a lot. But he liked that joke. He's an artist. I figure an artist is, you know, paints, and an artiste wears berets. in my truck on a railroad track. I'm gonna ride, I ain't looking back. Try to stop, I can't unpack. Gotta get used to the clickety-clack. The big old wheels and the smoking stuff. Oh, babe, I gotta go. Oh, you know I love this. So, I swear you're the sweetest thing I know. Loved you true and I told you so. Told you to come time to go. I be gone within your wind blows. Babe, I just can't stay. It's bound to be that way. Lots of things I'd like to see. From the mountains to the shining sea. Up in the sky where the wind blows free. To the cities down below. Babe, I just don't know. Babe, I just don't know. Schizophrenic, but at least I have each other. Thanks, if I can reach one person. Let me tell you a story. It's a pretty good story, and it's true. I come to write this song. I was in Dallas. I had a 3-day deal in Dallas. And that turned out, and turned out I was the same 3 days with Billy Graham, you know, the famous worldwide preacher, and the guru Maharaji. Both had the same 3 days playing in Dallas. And Billy Graham drew like 500,000 young Christians from all over, everywhere. And the guru drew about 300,000, I think. And I drew 9 or 10 winos came up from Houston, and half of them were in the band. I was traveling with this flower child named Daniel, who was I hadn't seen him for a long time, but a good friend, dear friend, and a beautiful person, but a flower child, and you can't, you know, talk to flower childs hardly for they'd rather talk to trees. So, in his only ID, he had a driver's license that had been expired for about 14, 15 years. I said, Daniel, but it was his car, you know. So, but I said, man, you've got a driver's license. So well, I thought they worked from the cradle to the grave. Whatever, you know. It's hard to press a point with a flower child. You know. I always said, man, you can turn yourself into a hippie, but you got to be born a flower child, which you were. I think he lives in the south of France somewhere now with married somebody that's like 50 years older than him, and they raise stuff they don't eat. So, they just talk to it, right? You know, talk to the broccoli, you know. How's everything today? I had my only ID. I had a record album that had my picture on it, bigger than Dallas. And my name right there, just, you know. We're cruising through, you know. And, took about 30 minutes to get that album cover in my wallet. That's the only part that wasn't true. It took about 45 minutes. So we can't find any hotel rooms in Dallas because all the young Christians and the young gurus had all the hotels. And we had to go like 40 miles. And we found this place. There's no phone, no TV, no Coke machine, no nothing. There was a swimming pool that had, you know, the bottom was cracked and it was just like slime in the bottom. And the lawn was, the grass was this tall. And I caught myself. I came to my senses when I was crawling through the grass on about the second or third day to slip on up onto the swimming pool, catching a glimpse of this big bullfrog that lived in there before he jumped into the slime. And I thought, man, this is not correct. This is not correct. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. There's a well. And crawl back through. I asked the guy about the Coke machine. I said, well, sir, this old guy, you know, I said, when did the Coke machine break down? It looked like a jukebox. It was an old-fashioned thing. And he said, well, just so happens it broke down on the afternoon my wife left me. How long ago was that? I was looking for a Coke, you know. He said, how long ago was that? And he said, well, about 30 years. So much for the Coke. I sat down in this chair and decided I'm going to write a song. Short, long, smart, stupid, don't make a difference, just a song. I sat there about 4 hours in the poncho and Lefty kind of drifted through the window. I was tired of sitting in that chair. I wrote it down. And now we're going into town that night for the last night of the gig, and Daniel's kind of swerving to miss all the Christians, young Christians are hitchhiking in on the side of the road like four deep. And all the gurus are on the left side of the road. Before the... This is all true. I said, Daniel, if you're going to hit something, man, hit a guru. Don't hit a Christian. I mean, if we're in Dallas, man, you hit a Christian, we're in trouble. You hit a guru, you might get some kind of medal. The cops, the Dallas police, one of them, which I call the police, pulls us over. And he's got those kind of shades on that you know, mirrors, right? And that round flat hat and big gun. He looks over, boy, he looks in this old jalopy of Daniel's and sees Daniel has hair done about here. A big grin on his face all the time, you know. And he looks over at me, and I don't know what I look like. And he says, I better see some ID, boys. And I was thinking, who do I know in Dallas? And I also thought, man, them chinwanos down at the Ruby out are going to be disappointed because I ain't going to be there. And Daniel says, yes, sir, and hands him this expired Georgia driver's license. He's looking at that boy and just like, he wanted to kill us. Seriously wanted to kill us. And Daniel, through the window, says, excuse me, sir, do you know Jesus? And the cop looked at Daniel and he hands him back his driver's license and says, you boys be careful. Oh, no sweat. Plus, I did my accent 40 miles out of Dallas because I'm from Fort Worth anyway. Which, that's kind of a local place. I went to a doctor and I told him, nobody will talk to me. He said, next. One, it seems she began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel, wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the desert stand of Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. And all the federal, they say, they could have had him any day. Only let him hang around. Out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Nobody knows. And all the federal, they say, they could have had him any day. And only let him slip away. For kindness, I suppose. Poets tell how Pancho fell left is living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends we're told. Answer up these prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. A few great federales say he could have had him any day. Don't we let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. They say we could have had him any day. Only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. Thanks very much. It's been a real pleasure about touring, and I hadn't been to England for a while. Last time I came, it was so crazy. I was with Guy Clark and John Stewart and Peter Rowan, and it was just so nuts. But it's nice to be back, man. And been all around this time. I'm going to try to, I think I remember this song, and I have a friend from up in Scotland that wanted to hear it. It's by Joe Ely. And I think I remember it. It's called The Indian Cup. If I pause in between lines, it ain't because for effect, it's because I'm trying to remember the words. Joe Ely, by the way, I'm sure a lot of y'all know of. He's the only guy I ever met. He actually ran away from home and joined the circus. He's the only guy I ever really ever met. Now, I told him, man, if I lived in Lubbock, I'd run away. I'd join anything. Well, the next time you go to the circus, where the Wallanders walk on the wire, here's a tale for you to remember. When the white horse's leap brings a fire, it was a cold night in Oklahoma. The show was about to begin, while the animals, they were all restless, and a star horse, she breaks from the pen. Yes, she was a mare of high spirits, like a hooker on a Saturday night, kicking and bucking all the trucking. That's the elephants laying on their sides. Well, next to the tent lays a lantern, dangerously close to the hay. That mare hit his scream for that lantern some fool had left there by mistake. Well, the elephants raised up their trumpets, one of them broke from the chain in the folded middle of a manger. A cowboy calls out there, in a full red middle danger. Up jumps this Indian cowboy, all lasso whirling, screams that were twirling, ropes that run away, man. Or he gets killed in a stampede. The elephant crushed him to the ground. But the mare, she was tied, and the deal had done died. Nobody remembers his name. So the next time you go to the circus, where the Wallanders walk through the air, remember that Indian cowboy that saved the big top from fire.
That's a good song. I have a real range of funny words. I don't try to remember. That's a good song. It's better than that.
Close enough.
Slip some money.
It was close enough.
It was close enough. Got the point across. Yeah. It was funny. But I'll see back to this one.
Well, the blue wind's blown my dreams away. My darling's flown, she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, maybe let me go. I loved her true, I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. I wonder which one had to go, which one has done us wrong. Sing this same old song. Which one has done us wrong? Which one forgot to try? I loved her true, I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. I don't know just where to go. I don't know what to do. Oh, blue winds blown my dreams away. I'm long and gone, I'm gone to stay. I don't know just what to say. I don't know what to do. Like the sun will shine today. I ain't in the mood for sunshine anyway. Maybe I'll go insane. I gotta stop this pain. Maybe I'll go down and see Kathleen. A swallow comes and leaves. to adore. She stops and asks me what it's for. I feel like I could die as I watch her flying by. Soon I'm gonna see my sweet Kathleen. The stars hang high above me. The moon is there for me to see. My dreams are far away, and I dream about the day once again I see my sweet Kathleen. Once again I see my sweet Kathleen.
Thank you, man.
This is, we say, and it's real nice to finish here. This is the last day of a long tour. It's nice to finish in Manchester. I went over to Ireland and cut up. You bet, man. I've been here a bunch. Nice to be here again. And plus, my main thing is, you know, it's so much easier to leave Heathrow than it is to get in. <That's> a, But I cut a new record and new songs and stuff in, over in Limerick, and that took about 10 days, and we've been on the road for about 25. That's why, you know, it's always after about 25 days. This has been about 36 days or so, however long. The people, you know, good friends and new friends, and, you know, so, and concerned, you know. I said, Kenneth, you look so tired. I mean, my hair is tired. My teeth are tired. My bones are tired. I'm sure my arteries are tired. I mean, I'm like, every time I take off a pair of pants or a shirt, I just throw it away. You know, my clothes are tired. I'm not tired. It's just everything about me is tired, but I'm not. Here's a song, Don't Take This Serious. Think of saying that we're kind of on the way home. Oh, ribbon of love, please keep me true, saint, until I reach home on the morrow. Never, never to wander again. I'm weak and I'm weary of sorrow. London to Dublin to Australia to Perth. I gaze at your skies and I tasted your earth. sung at my heart for what it was worth. Never again will I ramble. There's nowhere left in this world for to go. My arms, my legs, they're trembling. Thoughts both clouded and blue as the sky. Not even worth remembering. As I stumble and reel to my bed, all that I've done and all that I've said means nothing to me. I'd soonest be dead and all of this world be forgotten. No words of comfort, no words of advice, nothing to offer a stranger. Gone the love and gone the strife. It just doesn't matter no longer. The sky's getting far and the ground's getting close. Myself going crazy the way that it does. I'll lie on my pillow and sleep if I must. It's too late to wish I'd been stronger. Too late to wish I'd been stronger. South America, I'd always change them to the blues. This guy goes into the receptionist, and the receptionist goes into the doctor, and she says, Doctor, we got a guy out here who thinks he's invisible. And the doctor says, well, tell him I can't see him right now. At least he's short. I mean, he's not very funny, but he's short. Current favorite blues song by Lightning Hopkins called Short Haired Women Blues. Or he made up all the songs usually, and a lot of them guys did. The only person I ever met I think is maybe lazier than me. Thank you. hard loving trouble man. Have you buying rats all the time? My woman to the hairdresser. It's like the hairdresser said, can't help your woman's hair, man. Maybe I can help her head. No. Man, your hair ain't no longer. Luck and trouble, man. Have you buying rats all the time? I went to make a swing out with my woman. And I took her by the arm. I went to make a swing out and a rat jumped from my head like one from a burning barn. I told her no. It's even worse. I got on the good side of my woman. I had something to say. I rolled over and a rat laid on the pillow where a head used to lay. Oh no. Baby, the hair ain't no longer mine. That'll be hard luck and trouble, man. Have you buying rats all the very big for 41. Seems like it never could have any good clean fun. That's, I always like that line. That's like true. I can't remember, you know. You're a lucky bug. So nothing more fun than taking a big breath to sing a real important line than having a moth fly in your mouth. That's right. I mean, that can make, you know, even the coolest of people think a bad thought for a second. I think I maybe brought the wrong tie for the casino. I had my Vincent Van Gogh tie. But you gotta have a tie to get in the casino. Of course, I ain't got any money, but you know, so I'm a little lame in the casino anyway. So I exactly got to figure something out. Well, I ain't very big for 41. Seems like I never could have any good clean fun. Every time I go outside, some big old bullies come along. Hit me in the face and knock me to the ground, start to kicking me all around. It ain't exactly fair, friends, that's wrong. So I got me a paper the other night and I crawled up on the sofa and turned on the light. I flipped through the pages till I found the classified ads. It said, take karate from Lee Hung Chow, man, make your first appointment now. This course is guaranteed to make you bad. Next day I drove the dress, the Japanese design. I was real impressed. It looked like a regular house of the rising sun. walked inside, I was all alone. I had a funny feeling down in my bones. I was kind of sorry I'd ever even come. A giant Jap comes through the door. I swear that mother was 7'4", and he looked like he was prone to easy aggravation. I said, Lee Hong Cha, Aki Sung, that's Japanese for fee, fi, fo, fum. I tried to explain my entire situation. I said, number one course, Yankee self-defense, $200.25. I said, what's the 25 cents for? And he said, repairs. I said, repairs of what? He said, to you. And I thought, my Lord, that'll never do. I felt about a half inch tall underneath that slanted stare. You think he was yellow? He said, I believe I'll go try another place. He said, I so Yankee don't like my race. I said, now there's a mistake, man. And that's true. You Japanese. Japanese are okay, or maybe wrong. You Japanese are one and one. You Japanese can't do no wrong. I thought it got a pretty dirty deal in World War II. He grabbed me by the hand and gave a heave. I figured that's a pretty good time to leave before he had a chance to do me any definite harm. Well, my plan worked out in the end, you see. Now no bully's gonna pick on me. Who's gonna hit a fellow with just one arm?
Thank you.
days for the rain. Sky's coming down again. Man, I get so tired of these same old blues. Same old song. Oh, baby, it won't be long till I be tying on my flying shoes. Flying shoes. I'll be tying on a flying shoe. Did you hear about the, this came out of the blue last night, I just heard about it from above, the Siamese twins that moved from Texas over to England, so the other one could drive. I'm not sure I already get it, you know, but I guess I did. But here's a joke I didn't tell, man. I don't know. Some people I got some friends here from up north and stuff like that, and they know this joke. But anyway, it's a good joke. There's this guy that he goes into a bar. He's all sober and well dressed and nice. Not a drunk, not a wino or anything. And he goes in and bartender comes over and he says, "Can I please have 3 shots of gin?" Bartender, "Sure." He's like, 3 shots of gin. And he sits there for about an hour and he drinks them, you know, real pensively and slowly and thoughtfully. And he pays up and says, "Thank you very much." And he splits, and about 3 weeks later he comes back and bartender kind of recognizes him, you know. Walks over and says, 3 shots of gin, please." And you go, "Oh, yeah, that's right, I remember. Same thing, dad brings him real nicely. Starts to leave, and the bartender stops him. He says, "Hey, you've been in here a couple times." He says, "We kind of know one another." He says, "Why do you get 3 shots of gin at once instead of 1 shot of gin 3 times like most people do, you know?" He says, "Well, I got an older brother in Oslo and I got a younger brother, Jimmy, in Dublin, and we don't drink much, but whenever we do, we have one for one another." One of the bartenders said, "That's very nice. I always like to throw in that warms the cockles of my heart." Whatever a cockle might be. That's the part we made for a cockle born, probably get slapped or hit with a beer mug or something. So he leaves and he comes back in a couple of weeks, and the bar guy sees him, boy, he grabs 3 shot glasses and bottle of gin and comes down the bar, and the guy says, 2 shots of gin." He drinks them real slower than usual. He pays up and he gets up to leave, and the barman stops him and he says, "Look, I don't mean to intrude. I don't mean to pry." He says, "I sure hope nothing happened to one of your brothers." The guy says, "No, they're fine. I quit drinking." my home is Colorado, with her proud mountains tall, with her rivers like gypsies, and her proud mountains fall. I'm a long way from Denver, and a long way from home. I sing it, 'cause I'll be back no more. Well, I left as a young man, not full 17, with nothing but company, but the wind and a dream about all the fast ladies and living at fine. When I left my proud mountains and rivers behind, will I roll? Like a leaf in the wind, and I met my fairest ladies and some hard living men. The summer down under, I'll never forget. Awesome, still wandering, still rambling, yeah. So friends, when my time comes, as surely it will, just carry my body to some lonesome hill. Lay me down easy where the cool rivers run, all with nothing behind me but the shadow of the sun.
We got time for about two or three more. So I'll play this one now. I wrote this for Janis Joplin. So much about curfew around here, and I don't know what it is. I mean, it hadn't hit me yet. It's like people say, there's a curfew. I guess I'm trying to play a little forward mine here. Time flies when you're brain damaged.
sucking all at once. The old man mowing down his lawn. He didn't look like much too bad a guy. I was thinking, hang on, man, something's wrong. Your blues, but you seem to be gone. Heaven ain't bad, but you don't get nothing done. Lay down your head a while. You are not needed now. You are not needed now. Allison laid an egg on me every time it turns around. It's swimming through the air above my bed. I told Miss Hicks and she said, fine, as long as you're back in your room on time. I'll keep you clean and the girls will keep you fed. Lay down your head a while. You are not needed now. We got things to do. Between the blankets made of wool, the trains rolled by every half an hour. And the body can't get no rest, and then it's true. I spend my time as best I can, thinking big and making plans, wondering where them trains are rolling to. Lay down your head, poor boy. Feel how the ground does move. Hear how them drivers sing. Goodbye, friends, it's time to close. Everybody knows that's the way it goes. Where was it you lived in case I'm ever there? Three doors down and two behind. Man, it gets a little bit out of hand sometimes. Don't let it fool you into thinking you don't care. Lay down your head and fly. I'll quietly pass you by. You won't even see me go. If I thought about it long enough, I just might make some kind of move. Watchful eyes are too hard on the soul. With a smokehouse just across the way, this fog upon the light of day, I'd be hard put coming up with where to go. Lay down your head, poor boy. Feel how the ground does move. Hear how them drivers sing. What now, my darling one? Go find a little fun. You are not needed now. Got a name she gave. Daughter of a miner in a ways were free, it seemed to me. Sunshine walked beside her. Where she come from, Spencer? across the hill. She said her pa had sent her the coal was low and soon the snow. She said she'd gone to look for work. She was not seeking favors. For a time a day, no place to stay. Well, she turned those ends to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, she asked around, and a job she found. Bar for Gypsy Sally. Well, she saved enough to get back home when spring replaced the winter. But her dreams were denied. Her pa had died. All the word came down from Spencer. Well, she turned to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her. As many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. Well, they found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's. In her hand when she died was a note to cry. Fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley. What a name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner. In her ways were free, it seemed to me, the sunshine walked beside her.
Well, thank you guys. According to the rules, which I didn't make, boy, if I man, if they'd allow me to make some rules, it'd be far out. They don't. I'm headed for the mountains this summer, I think, if I can swing. I already got a horse. It's real old, fat. It's got nice feet and strong legs. It doesn't know how to buck.
I'm going to play two more, and this is kind of the beginning of the encore, because there's a serious whatever. And, yeah, so it's been a genuine pleasure. And well, let me play, I'll play this one first. It's the last two songs of this ride. It's been a real treat and getting that record done. I think the record comes out in early September, and I'll be back here in October. Yeah, hopefully I'll be back here. But they, you know, it's got to where they don't even tell me where I'm going. It's like, I started out with they stopped giving me money. And then I'm not allowed to carry money. That's nice, huh? And it's just like, get in the car, or get on the airplane. I don't even know who they are anymore. I'll play a couple more. Thanks again. There goes the doctor. And, some of y'all might not have heard this. This stumbling drunk comes out of a bar, just knee-walking drunk, about to bumps into a cop. The cop looks down and says, "What are you doing, man?" He says, "Officer, am I glad I found you?" And the cop says, "Oh, great." He says, "What do you want?" He says, "Somebody stole my car." I said, "Well, where was your car?" He said, "It was right on the end of this key." The cop says, "Well, look, I got an idea. Why don't you get in my car in the back seat? We'll go downtown, and all the nice people down there will help you find your car. How about that?" "Oh, thank you, officer, thank you." And he starts to get in, and the cop says, "Look, before we go downtown, I think maybe you ought to zip up your fly." And I said, "Man, they got my girl, too." Stay a while, I said, "I believe I better go." She slid her arm around my neck and she sweetly whispered, "No." "It's cold and dark and lonely here. Soon enough you'll see. I'm oh so glad you stumbled in. I've been craving company. I cannot stay too long, you know, I left some friends at home." She said, "Don't you fret about your friends, down here we're all alone." "What about my mother? I can't just leave her there to mourn." She said, "You don't have to think about it. Just forget you were ever born. But I'll disappoint my father. You know, he worked so hard for me. Well, if I have to pay your father back, just send him some misery." "Miss," I said, "a girl I know, I can't just leave her there to pine. Oh, she's still got plenty of men to go. I'm sure she'll do just fine. What about my little boy?" She said, "He's just like you. But a few short years roll by and he'll end up down here too. pale green eyes began to glow, she placed her hand on mine. She smiled and said, "Don't worry, you'll get used to me in time." As a cold tongue flickered toward my throat, I spun myself around. I made a dive for the passageway, but the walls come tumbling down. My eyes were the only light my fevered brain could see. I tore myself away from them, I fell down to my knees. I come too far, I can't get back, I beseeched all the gods of men. Well, fame and fortune just laughed at me in its silence once again. A whisper from within, embrace the God of love. I lifted my face and to the tears I saw light fall from above. I hurled myself into the wall, I ripped and clawed my way through the stinking, clinging loam back to the light of day. I crawled out into the wind again, the sky upon my face. I heard the earth sigh patiently as it slid back into place. Now I'm back among the ones I love, and I'm loved by them in turn. It's only on the darkest night that green-eyed memory burns. Walk, my friends, in the light of day. Don't go sneaking around no holes. There might be something down there once it gobble up your soul. Once again, it's been a genuine pleasure. You know, anybody paid me to give me a drink would be even more fun, but I've gotten to where I don't expect that anymore. What I want is a racehorse with three legs. Enter him in the Triple Crown. Yeah, my mother always said, "Towns, don't talk, just play, don't talk." Hey, there's this family of potatoes living in Idaho. And there's a daddy potato and a mama potato and a little girl potato. And they're watching TV. And the little girl said, "Dad, when I grow up, I want to marry Walter Cronkite." He says, "You can't do that. He's just a commentator." Well, there's one more. Let me tell you one more how I played this last song. This guy's driving down the street, and he has three penguins in his back seat. And this cop sees him boarding, and the cop's had a long day, he pulls him over. He says, "Look, I don't want any penguins on my beat." He said, "Get them off the street, man, and take them to the zoo." He said, "Yes, sir." Next day, here he comes down the freeway, and he's got three penguins in his back seat, and they all have shades on. And the cop sees him boy, and he's like, not amused. He pulls him over. He says, "I told you to take them penguins to the zoo." He says, "Yes, sir. Today we're going to the beach." Thanks once again, y'all. See you soon. It's been a whole pleasant month and a half. You know, it's not often you get away from your wife that long. That was the gentleman joke. I've been away much longer than that, at the point of a gun almost. I went down and lost $1,000 gambling, and I called her up to explain it, and I said, I lost $1,000 gambling. She said, oh, that's too bad. Well, look, I bought you a new truck. It's like, didn't register. And she bought me a truck. I said, yes, yeah, kind of, it's a used truck, but it's a new used truck. I said, no. Did you buy it for me to leave home in? Yeah. So now I live in a truck. Don't talk too much. Time to play this sermon. The bar will still be open soon. So I'll see you soon. I wrote this way up in the mountains. It's half about a horse and half about a girl, and I still miss the horse. I heard her sing in tongues of silver, heard her cry on a summer storm. I loved her, but she did not know it. Don't think about her anymore. Now she's gone and I can't believe it. I don't think about her anymore. Three and four were seven only. Where does that leave one and two? If love can be and still be lonely, that leave me and you? Time there was and time there will be. Where does that leave me and you? Well, if I had a buckskin stallion, I'd tame him down and ride away. If I had a flying schooner, sail into the light of day. If I had your love forever, sail into the light of day. Pretty songs and pretty faces, faces that I've never seen. Pretty songs and pretty places, tell me what their laughter means. Some look like they'll cry forever. Tell me what their laughter means. If I had a buckskin stallion, I'd tame him down and ride away. If I had a golden galleon, I'd sail into the light of day. If I had your love forever, sail into the light of day. Thank you, guys. I got a roll. I got a roll. Thank you very much. How about a I've got hand for Lowell, the sound man. Man, sound good for Lowell. That's almost entirely the opposite key. I think I wrote this for my parents, I don't know. I'm a coming soon. I cannot believe I stayed so long away. But a man must look around. You're the sweetest thing I've found. Your lost high rollers rolling home today. Then my daddy said to me, son, it's hard as you will see to find someone upon her. In the kitchen, Mama sneezed, and he grinned big as you please, said bless you, and a tear come to his eye. Said, man, let's get some Thunderbird. I said, what's that? He just started to grin, slobbered on his shirt, and his eyes got dim. Says, you got 59 cents. I said, man, I got a dollar, but don't be a smart aleck. I ain't gonna spend it on no Indian relic. He said, Thunderbird's not an Indian trinket. It's a wine, man. You take it home and drink it. I said, it don't sound like wine to me. He said he'd bet me the change from my dollar. Well, we hustled on down the nearest Utotum. The guy with my ID, I took out and showed him. He got a green bottle from the freezing vault. My friends started doing backward somersaults to the cottage cheese. Took back to his house and started drinking, and pretty soon I set it to thinking. Man, this Thunderbird is yum, yum, yummy. I know it's doing good things for my tummy, tummy, tummy. That's the way you reason when you're on that crap. I got a few more bottles and chugged them down. I filled myself up off the ground. Decided I'd go send the dear sweet wife. She met me at the door with a carving knife. To get them damn grape peels from between your teeth. I see we're gonna have a little misunderstanding. So, dear, I better get in touch with you later. She said, forget it, man, you're never touching me again. This is altogether too serious. It's not supposed to be serious. Now I've seen the light and I've heard the word, and I'm staying away from old Thunderbird. Message come from heaven, ready and fine, and now all I drink is communion wine. 6 days a week. Thanks, everybody.
Staff have done tonight, quietly through all those songs. Big round of applause for the bar staff. We ought to remember CMP and Stampede Promotions that have put it on, Mike King for such a great opening spot, and a final round of appreciation for a great, great songwriter, Tam Tam Tam. Good night.